Hello. Come on in and take a seat, please. Okay, so today we're going to do a full checkup, is that right? Perfect. Do you have anything you'd like me to take a look at, or is this just a routine visit? Okay, so I'll give you a gown to change into. There we are. If you can take your clothes off and pop it on. Yep, just behind the curtain. Great, let me know when you're ready. So, you say there's some kind of issue, but you seem hesitant to share. Don't be shy, I won't judge. I've seen all cases, and I'm sure yours isn't half as bad as some of them. You're young and don't seem to have any major issues from what I can see. You can be sure I'm a complete professional. Just relax and tell me what's going on. You're changed into the gown? Okay. You say you're getting a certain funny feeling in your genital area? What exactly are you doing when you feel this way? Using your fingers. Where? Be specific. I see. Well, that makes sense. No, darling, there's nothing wrong with you. But I think I should check you out, just to make sure. Of course, this is standard policy. I have to calm the patient's concerns, and making sure everything is functioning properly falls under that category. I won't expose you. I'll just reach under your gown. You're naked under here, after all. Makes it easier. Can you lie down on your back for me? That's it. Bend your knees and spread your legs apart slightly. Thank you. I know it can feel a little vulnerable like this, but you trust me, right? I'll just pop some gloves on. Where did I put that lubricant? Oh yes, I remember now. Apologies, but it can be a little cold to begin with. I'll be gentle. But this isn't the first time you've tried this before, is it now? I'm sure you're used to it. Did you make an appointment when you first had that feeling, or did you try it a few more times before calling? You were worried, but it felt so good, didn't it? It seems like we need to teach you more about your own body, honey. Now, this that I'm circling with my finger is your anus. And we gently slip into the rectum. Aww, a little gasp. Feel free to make noise. You don't have to hide your reactions for my sake. I understand. This can feel very pleasurable for a young man such as yourself. That desire to explore your body is natural. And you shouldn't be ashamed of it. Oh, does it feel different here? Is that the spot you were feeling before? dear, that's your prostate. It's a small bundle of nerves that can be extremely sexually stimulating. Similar to the G-spot in a vagina. It's supposed to feel good. Were you worried about that, sweetheart? There's no need to. You're perfectly healthy. And if I crook my finger up like this and rub it across gently, you react well to it. There are certainly no nerve conduction problems. There seems to be a large bulge growing under your gown. That's very concerning. I've seen various health issues, but none with such a rapid onset as this. Will you allow me to check what's going on under here? Let me remove my finger first. Further up? Oh. I believe I found the source of the mass. It's quite firm. And when I touch it, it seems to react. Why are you making such noises? Am I hurting you? Oh goodness. I see now. Well, I can't have my patient walk out of here with a raging erection. I mean, if my other patient saw you leave the office like this. Then there's my receptionist and the other doctors. What a predicament you've put me in. And God knows how long it will last, too. What can we do about this? Now, see, if you'd like, I could take care of it for you. Call it a favour. Doctor-patient confidentiality exists in this room right now, honey. Don't you worry your pretty little head. Doctor will deal with it for you. All right. I'm going to need you to open your gown and fully expose yourself to me. Here, we'll start off gently. Come on now. Do as you're told. There we go. Good boy. You see, that smooth skin on the underside is very sensitive, isn't it? That's called the frenulum. Feel free to let out any sounds that happen naturally. Again, I'm a professional. You can relax here. Now, as I take your penis with one hand and gently massage it. Oh, you moan so well. Such a good boy. So what's happening now is your brain is sending signals to your penis that are causing the muscles in it to relax and let the blood flow in. Would you like me to examine your ass again? I'm sure it'll feel even better this time. Aww, so eager for it. Such a greedy boy. And look at the cute little hole, just sucking in my finger. You are very lucky that I've decided to accommodate you today. Usually, I wouldn't think of doing it, but you looked like you needed this. Or is it that you need to be put in your place? Ah, so that's it. Well, we understand each other now. How does that feel? I'm going to begin stroking your cock faster and rubbing your prostate with a little more pressure. Look at you writhing around in pleasure. I'm beginning to think this was your game plan all along. To come here and be milked by the hot doctor. Is that what it was? Yep, you are basking in all this attention, aren't you? What a needy little slut. Would you like some more? Say, yes, doctor. Say it. I want more. Open your legs wider. That's it. Who said you could close them? I know you're experiencing very intense feelings right now, but I need you to give your doctor full access to complete the necessary procedure. Say, yes, doctor. Good boy. Now I'm not quite hitting the angle that I need with my fingers, so I'm going to introduce something to you. Let me stop for a second. Take my finger out. Are you complaining that I've stopped? What an insatiable little thing. Hold on for a moment. Remember who's running the show here. So this is called a strap-on. It's made specifically for doctors like me to use on clueless boys like you in order to teach you exactly what that beautiful body of yours is capable of. There's so much you have yet to learn. So it goes here on my body and requires lots of lubricant. See how it's gently curved? With a smooth, firm tip. This is going to hit your prostate again and again in the most perfect way, so we can extract an orgasm from you and rid you of that erection. Now, it's imperative you are completely relaxed. Doctor knows best, remember? This is your medicine. I'll gently slide my strap in. I think we've loosened you up enough. And besides, if you've played with yourself like this before, you're used to adding another finger and gasping in pleasure at the stretch. Yes, don't tell me you haven't done this before. I can see how much your eyes want this. Hold your legs up for me. That's it. Good boy. Spreading your pretty hole open for me to pound. Don't forget to moan. That's how I can tell if I have you exactly where I need you. Perfect. Just like this. You didn't think I would neglect your cock, did you? Oh, you did. What a silly little whore. That's the best part. Providing the most powerful, almost overwhelming feeling of intensity to ensure you understand exactly who's in charge here. I'm the one who gets to give you pleasure. Now, as I begin to stroke your cock and slide my strap in and out of you, I need you to tell doctor precisely what you want. How else am I going to administer the best course of treatment? Would you like some more? Harder? Faster? That's it. Take your medicine like a good boy. Don't you think you ought to say it a little more politely? In fact, I think you should beg. Go on, do it for me. Your doctor is just trying to help her patient out. She knows exactly what a slutty little thing like you needs. A good, rough fucking. Isn't that right, pet? No? Are you sure that's your answer? You wouldn't mind if I just pull out then? Leave that needy cock throbbing in the air in front of me? Did you actually fucking whimper? See? You're a lot more of a whore than you think. So desperate for me to be inside you. It's all you can think about. Tell me how badly you want it. Show me how much of a good boy you can be. I need my patients to trust me. If you'd like to be here, then demonstrate you're worth my time. Did I say you could touch? Put your hands down. Let them travel all over your body, your neck and your nipples, your chest. What a perfect little submissive slut you've turned out to be. Beg doctor for more. Use your manners. Exactly. You are here to listen and obey. Like that. Massage your nipples. I can see how much you enjoy that. Look directly into my eyes. This is all perfectly natural, remember? Your body is made to experience this. Just as you are made to breathe. That being said, all of that moaning you are doing right now is because of me. I own you. At this moment, nothing else exists except you and I in this room and how well you are taking my strap. Grind against it. That's it. Do exactly as your doctor orders. Keep rubbing those nipples. I didn't tell you to stop, did I? Years of education and treating patients, and you think you can question me? That's better. Oh, you are taking it so well. The way your legs are trembling makes me think the pleasure is building unbearably in your body. No, not yet. We don't want to make a mess all over you. So, I think you should finish in my mouth. Don't worry, I'll keep fucking you. Let me just take this dildo out of the harness. Here we are. Oh, sweetheart. Are you sure you didn't want this? Coming in to see your doctor about a problem, knowing she'd have to take a look. And once I realized how innocent you were, I couldn't stand to leave you like that. That's it. Let me suck that pretty cock. Oh, trying to buck your hips up. It's okay, sweetie. I'll let you this time. I can taste your pre-cum against my tongue. And you don't want to admit how much this turns you on, huh? A slutty little fuck doll being brainless for his master. It makes you drip with desire. Look how much you want it. That's it. Grab my head and fuck up into it as you take this dildo. Don't think, just feel. Connect to all those delicious nerve endings and indulge in that natural pleasure just pulsing through your body. Why you're getting so wild and feral is such a turn on. You're making me so wet. Keep using me. Hit the back of my throat with that gorgeous cock. God, this is so sexy. Oh, I want you to take control. Fuck my throat. Take power over me, just this once. Would you like to pull my hair? You're so close to coming now, I can feel it. Give it all to me. I deserve it. It's my reward. Please give it to me. All of that delectable cum. Fill my mouth up with it. Fuck it up in my mouth. Good to me. Good to me. Well, you have been a very good patient today, haven't you? Perhaps we need to prescribe this as a regular course of treatment. Of course, you'll need to keep this a secret, or all the young men in the area will be on my doorstep asking for this special procedure. Now, what do you say to doctor? You're very welcome. Now I'll slide this out of you. What a good boy. Now, pop your clothes back on and we can book you in for another appointment. Perhaps a regular in the calendar. We wouldn't want you to have that feeling again without medical supervision, now would we? 1 week from today, same time. Great. See you next week. Oh, and one more thing. I'll encourage you to explore your body further until then. So when I see you next, I expect you to beg much quicker for the things that you want. Understood? Perfect. Now off you go.